This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The family-run business is a pillar of the American economy. So, too, is the giant conglomerate. It's rare, though, that those two traits are combined in the same company.
The boss will see you now.
So today on Conversations from the Corner Office, Brian Roberts, the CEO of Comcast, a local cable company founded by his father 50 years ago, but which now owns NBC Universal, professional sports franchises, internet providers, a lot, in other words. We talked a couple of weeks ago at Comcast headquarters in Philadelphia.
Brian Roberts.
Brian, Kai Rizdahl, nice to see you. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Thanks so much for taking the time.
Fabulous.
As
so
you
we're
can
do it right here, right
you,
now.
We're
going
to do it right now.
Oh,
you're ready? If you're not ready, man, we can go back. No. As we sit here surrounded by all of this stuff, by which I mean home security stuff and television stuff and entertainment stuff and everything, the question that comes to mind is, what business are you guys in?
Well, I think we have a very unique company at Comcast, NBC Universal. It's an exciting time. Technology is changing everything really fast. But if you look at our company, by probably next year, we will have more broadband connections to people's homes than we will have cable TV connections to people's homes. And we were thought of as a cable company to start. So my answer is, I don't want to be pigeonholed into just one thing. It is the beauty of this business is we reinvent ourselves every couple of years.
I'm going to make you choose. In 5 years, what's going to be more important in this company, the pipes or the content? Because if I have Hulu and Amazon Prime and Netflix, why do I need your Comcast?
Well,
why
let me
need
start with the first thing we hope you'll need is the fastest internet on the planet. And we have more internet customers than anybody in America. So
say that again. That's an amazing statistic.
We have more
statistic.
Connections to the internet than any other residentially than any other company in America. We hope we will 5 years from now have compelling programming, compelling choices, compelling sports, compelling live television on all these devices. You say, in addition to those products you mentioned, of course I want to buy their triple play. And it's a great deal because they also offer me a telephone and home security and energy management and wherever we go next during that 5 years. So the key for us is to move quickly, to have a company that feels like a 50-year-old startup, and to be young, and you're sitting in our labs here where a lot of these products are coming from, but they're going to come from outsiders as well. And that's the culture of what we're trying to build at the company.
As you're taking such time and effort and investment, it must be said, to make this a more appealing consumer-facing company, right? I mean, you want consumers to want you. How come you have such a lousy consumer-facing reputation? I mean, you guys rank in the bottom of all the consumer surveys.
Well, that's a very fair criticism that we're working really hard to fix. What unfortunately happens is we have about, I could be wrong on this number, but it's directionally right, about 350 million interactions with consumers a year between phone calls and truck rolls. It may be over 400 million. And that doesn't count any online interactions, which are over, I think, a billion. You get 0.1% bad experience, that's a lot of people unacceptable. We have to be the best service provider, or in the end, this company won't be what I hope it will be.
This is kind of a sideways question, but go with me here for a minute. This company is the biggest media communications entertainment company in the world by a long shot. You're the third biggest phone company in this country. You're the biggest broadband provider, as you've said. Yet here you sit, a very mild-mannered guy, by all appearances, running what is, in essence, a family business. I mean, you took over from your dad who started this company. Have you benefited by being able to ride a little bit under the radar, do you think?
No, I don't think we ride too much under the radar. As you said, there's plenty of visibility and transparency to when we do well and when we don't do well. Mm-hmm. But I do think we've benefited by being a family-started business and this is we're celebrating our 50th anniversary. Mm-hmm. My dad's 93. He comes to work and people...
What does he say? He must say, man, Brian, like, this is crazy stuff.
He says, this is crazy stuff and I can't believe it, but let's keep going. And It's enthralling. And if you go to Silicon Valley, we now have 1,000 software engineers at Comcast, maybe as many as Facebook or more, but you wouldn't think of the company that way. So changing a company that's 50 years old and keeping the culture of a founder is what I think my job's all about.
Brian, thanks very much. Appreciate
it. Good to be with you.
Take care.
You can hear a longer version of my chat with Brian Roberts on our new Marketplace Reader. It's an app that's got video, more audio, and extended interviews with the CEOs of Starbucks, Kickstarters, even Spanx in this edition. You can download it on iTunes or at marketplace.org. Also, we need a new name for the thing. Marketplace Reader just doesn't do it for me. So check it out and then tweet us with a better one. You can get us at Marketplace APM, or you can get me at Kai Rizdal.